The Fuller Projects is a gallery run by graduate students from IU's Hope School of Fine Arts. On March 29th, the Fuller Projects host an exhibition curated by Associate Professor of Fine Arts Nicole Jacquard. Do I features the various ways an international crew of metalsmiths and jewelry makers have chosen to interpret that most iconic piece of jewelry, the wedding band. WFIU's Yael Cassander reports.
Presumably, an artist uses one medium over another because it allows her to communicate more effectively. So who better than a jeweler to answer the question,
"How many ways can I say I love you?"
That question was the launching pad for a workshop attended by several metalsmiths associated with Indiana University's Hope School of Fine Arts in the spring of 2012.
And so from that whole exercise, we started talking about love and romance, and in particular, the wedding ring.
The workshop inspired Associate Professor Nicole Jacquard to conceive of an exhibition of rings or ring-like objects manifesting a jeweler's own feelings about love and commitment. She would name the show, Do I?
Yeah, we've all had relationships, so we're either making jewelry for ourselves and our relationships, or we're given the added task or pressure to actually create something for someone who's getting married and to symbolize their love for them and capture that and something that they're going to wear for the rest of their lives.
Showcasing art from around the country and abroad, Do I? Offers the rare glimpse behind the curtain. Like a poet's letters or an architect's own house, the show gives voice to the way an artist uses her medium of choice to negotiate the emotional territory of her private life.
It's really hard because he wants something very traditional and I want something unique.
Anne Fiala is a third-year metalsmith who will be receiving her MFA this spring and getting married in the fall. Although most of her work is not in precious metal and not wearable, she is making the gold rings she and her future husband will wear.
So it's going to take a lot of probably trial and error.
As goes jewelry making, so follows marriage. But luckily for Anne, during her engagement, she's been able to play hooky from such serious responsibility with a side project. For her contribution to Do I, Anne has created a more whimsical set of rings inspired by her relationship.
The inspiration came from my fiancé and I having a long-distance relationship, and we've been together for 6 years and been long-distance the majority of the time. So I made 2 tin cans and then attached them to silver band rings, and there's about 2 meters of string in between. So it plays on the idea of, you know, tin can telephone.
That's great. Let's see if they work. Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I can hear you.
In addition to its playfulness, the conceptual quality of Anne's ring finds echoes in this exhibition, which is a one-night-only event at Fuller Projects, the student-run gallery located in the old McCullough School. Eric Verastro and Vince Pontillo Verastro are first-year MFA metalsmiths from Buffalo, New York. And moreover, you have a special relationship beyond being students in the same program.
Yes, we're also both married.
Vince and Eric are used to speaking in a single voice and being mistaken for one another.
Sometimes I get called Vince and he gets called Eric.
So Eric made a piece that speaks to their intertwining, just as readily as Anne's tin can telephone represents her long-distance relationship.
It's 2 separate metals, and then there's 2 bands because we have 2 rings, and they are twisted together. And then from that point, a section is soldered together so the metal becomes one. And it spells out the word duo because we're an incredible duo and we're on the same path. So that's why this is this long undulating word that's spelled out.
It's fun to follow the path to see at places. I'm not sure where one ends and the other begins. And I guess that's probably the way that people would talk about you. Mm-hmm. Is that ever something that's worrisome?
I don't see it as a fear. I mean, we are on the same path, and we do enjoy it. It's a rare thing because we spend like 24/7 together, basically, every single day.
We wake up together, have breakfast together, go to school all day together, and come home. So
there's very few instances where we're like not together, and yeah. It's surprising that we haven't gotten sick of each other.
The abiding quality of Vince and Eric's relationship comes through in the piece Vince created for I Do. It's a series of knots tied from cotton rope and dunked in enamel for each month they've been together, with a gold knot representing the month they got married, or officially tied the knot.
All the variations and styles of knots are based off of the Boy Scouts of America's 40 Knots. So it's talking about boys being in relationships with boys.
The subtext of MFA metalsmith Jennifer Wells' ring is heterosexual.
It's actually the combination of a female wedding band size and a male wedding band size combined together to make one large ring. So no one person, unless they're a giant, could wear it. But in the future, it is a ring that could potentially be sawed at two points to create two wedding bands.
Like Jennifer, Randy Long has designed open-endedness into her ring. Although she's never been married, the head of metalsmithing and jewelry design at IU created a piece that anticipates that possibility.
I came with the idea of doing a gold ring with a gold chain attached to it, and the chain would attach to a file. I would file on the ring for every day that I was waiting for my soulmate. Then I would put the filings into this little glass vial, and then depending on how long it took for the soulmate to show up, I would either be able to polish up the ring again, take off the chain, and wear the ring, or I could just leave it as a remnant of my filing on the ring. But the filings would go into this vial, so if the ring is really distorted from me having waited so long, I could actually recast the ring and make it so that it's a nice, very round ring like a wedding band.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of bittersweetness in this exhibition,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
So many marriages don't work out in the long run. And so many wedding rings find their way to either the bottom of one's jewelry box or the pawn shop.
Yeah, I have an artist who's in Australia who sent work.
Curator Nicole Jacquard described Catherine Wardle's piece.
It's called Around and Around, Damage with Every Movement, and it's a piece that she made where she melted down her wedding ring, and it's a little toy, and the wedding ring floats around on a little disc, and so it actually engraves on the piece, and it's like this constant reminder from her divorce of what happened by having this little 18-karat blob that used to symbolize love, and now it's basically scarring the inside of a ring.
Do you think that the trope or the genre of the wedding ring is something that is enduring? Are people always going to be wearing rings to symbolize their love?
Completely. Yeah, I really don't see that ever fading away. It's such a meaningful thing in the whole ceremony and the ritual of it to have that thing that's worn every single day and to have that visual commitment that is on your body. Yeah, I don't ever see that passing.
For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.
Do I will be on view for one night only this Friday, March 29th from 7:30 to 9:30 at the Fuller Projects Gallery. You can see photos of some of the pieces in the show on our website, wfiu.org/artworks.